Good morning.
Good morning, Hanok.
You're the first one on. Is your phone breaking up again?
Wait a minute. No, it's better now.
Another person. You don't need to answer. I think you muted, so don't worry about it.
Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying Yana Bakoa. Yana Bakoa. Gedula Chinincha. Ta. Separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Zechanun, Erech Apayim, Zerav Hesed Ve'emet, Notzeh Hesed Alapim, Noseawon Wapesha, Zechata'a Ve'nakei. We're now going to read a verse on certainty that comes from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro. It's possible.
May I interrupt for a second? I'm sorry.
Yes, certainly. Go ahead, Connie.
Your voice is kind of, I don't know if it's just my connection, but it's got vibrato in it. I don't know if there's an adjustment you can make.
It's not an adjustment.
It's kind of
Yeah, no, I know what it is, because whenever I've had it, I always hang up and call back in and get a better connection. So why don't you do that? And we'll wait for you.
Hi, Angela.
Welcome. We're waiting for one person to come on who was having a problem with the line, so we'll give it another minute.
Okay.
And we've already said the end of the call up. We're about to start on the Zohar.
Connie.
Is it any better now, Connie?
I think so. Can you say something else?
Let me just kind of keep talking. I'm about to do the Zohar verse from Yitro. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. When I finish the Zohar verse, I'll ask you again.
Okay, it sounds like background noise right now, but your voice is better. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Background noise a little bit, but your voice is much better.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit of static also, but I think that'll clear up. The shame is that could chopper if the leash came to be kilo or if he moved, he moved, he moved. Yeah. Akilo Tamlacha Yadit Kadshu Hakohanim Ki Alivim Yishre Levav Lehit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La He A Ka A Re Ka Ka. The second verse connecting to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol ha-machaviyam, asher yitzapesham ushaltem elai el-nachon, v'halati itchem v'chayayim yeshna, v'aretz v'hipasti, and the third verse is Job also. It's Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanesa yobed roal yomu ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Ushom timakom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'atav v'lo yirgaz v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying each letter with its root vowel. Wahe wahyo layo zayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alata. Yo, hey, three names that we studied in addition to the whole chart. These three names are same number 13, Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozalah. The energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet Hey, Mem Bet Hey. The energy of this name is farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awameh. That has the energy of building bridges. And we learned that when we make peace among people, when we build bridges with people so that the conflicts become less, conflicts become avoidable, that's how we say farewell to arms. We stop the worldwide conflicts, which is ultimately the path to bringing heaven down to earth. Now, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we follow in the same manner, saying the letters with their root vowels. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah. Yo salam, hey, 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 yo, yo, hey, me, me. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Yo, me, sa, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa. Nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ah, yo, me, ta, shi, ah, hey. Re, la, yo, la, wa, me, la, yo, be, wa. Wa hey rey, yo yo wa la hey hey, ka ha ko me nu da, anu yo hey wa me, rey hey ayo hey za, hey she hey me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo hey, sa a la a rey yo, a la me ka hey, wa hey wa da la yo. Hey yo she ala me nu hey anu waka me la hey hey ayo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me zare wa hey be yo wa hey ala wa me zayo wa hey be me kako ala a hey hey wa. Hey la hey yo yo me, hey la yo me hey me. In this chart, there's one additional name that we concentrate on. It's the same, one of the three names from the 72 names of God. It's name number 30. It's the same letters, Aleph Vav Mem, Awameh. It's the same location, the same letters, same energy, building bridges. And it shows us the effort, the additional emphasis on building bridges among people, removing conflicts among people, trying to bring peace among people. This is the effort that we all need to try and achieve. The Tzaddikim who left the second day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Moshe de Modena, known as the Maharashtam, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Mordechai David of Dombrovna, Rabbi Baruch Hager, the Sered Viznitz Rebbe, also known as the Makor Baruch, the blessing of the place. Rabbi Elazar Simcha Wasserman, And the Sadikinu who leave tonight, which is the third of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Rabbi Chaim of Lozin, Rabbi Israel Friedman of Ruzin, Rabbi Eliezer of Dizko, Rabbi Israel of Ruzin, Rabbi Yosef Zundel of Salant, Rabbi Yehuda Lieb of Kapust, Rabbi Eliyahu Choroshovsky, the Rabbi of Drobitz, Rabbi Yitzhak Zelig Morgenstern, the Sokolover Rebbe, Rabbi Chatzai Sheftel Wheel, the Rabbi of Szymany, Hungary, and Rabbi Mordechai Miller, Rabbi Abraham Abba Zion, Rabbi Shimon Groner, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Today's class is continuing our study of the Tuva Ha'aretz, the goodness of the land of Israel. You can find that link on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's in row 18, the second column from the left of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When you open up the landing page, second from the bottom is Class 9A, Chapter 11, Section 2. Is where we will start our study today. The name of this section is Israel, a step up. A simple stroll in the land of Israel is compared to receiving atonement on the altar. The following is a continuation of the previous section, which discusses the various ways in which the act of a person, a child of Israel, walking in the land of Israel, is a tremendous tikkun for both the individual and for all of creation. Man must make his tikkun from the bottom upwards. The third fashion is in accordance to that which Rabbi Chaim Vital quotes in the Sefer HaGilgulim, chapters 15 and 16. This is Sefer HaGilgulim is the gates of reincarnation. And I am adding, for additional information, see the advanced reincarnation classes on the Hashem webpages for chapters 15 and 16 of Sefer HaGilgulim. The bottom six sefirot of Yetzirah were, before the sin of Adam, at the level which is now the first six of Briah. The first four sefirot of Asiyah were at the level what is now the place of the bottom four of Briah. The last six of Asiyah were at the place that is now the first six of Yetzirah. From what we see, that the Zerampin and Nukva of Atzilut were originally at the place that is now that of Abba and Ima of Atzilut. For the world of Briah was originally at the place of Zerampin of Atzilut. The first four of Yetzirah were at the place of the Nukva of Atzilut. As an unwritten commentary, what this is really saying is before the sin, all the four worlds were at the level of the world of Atzilut. They were compressed. There were certain sefirot that were not completed, in it. But after the sin, they fell. Those Sephiroth of Atzilut, of Bria, of Yetzirah, and Asiyah, they fell lower. They fell down. And if we don't understand that, it's going to limit our understanding of what is the process of history. What is the process of tikkun? Continuing to read. From this we see that, which is now the four lowest sephirot of Yetzirah, as well as all the 10 sephirot of Asiyah, were all previously an empty and void space. That was the territory of the klipot and the external forces. We see that the measurement of that empty space was 14 sephirot. From that, we can understand the statement of the sages. He is called Shaddai, for he told the world, die, which is Hebrew for enough. In other words, God told the world, die, enough. The numerical value, which is 14. Don't spread out any further than these 14 sephirot, for that is the maximum amount of empty space that is needed for the klipot and the external forces. Yet after the sin of Adam, the world descended into the realm of the external forces and the klipot. So now, joining the external forces are the four lowest sephirot of Yetzirah and the 10 of Asiyah. I am adding 14 sephirot to the empty space does not fill up the empty space, as one might think logically. It means that the sephirot are covered by the klipot, which adds to the energy available to the klipot. There's a lot of things to contemplate in this paragraph about how when the sephirot fall, when the worlds fall, what actually takes place. And why is it the 14 sephirot? It's an indication that we have the physical world, all 10 levels of the physical world, the 10 sephirot. But in addition to that, the klipot are somewhat into the spiritual world, into the lower four levels of the world of Yetzirah, which is the spiritual world. That understanding can help you understand and deal with a lot of issues that are not really clear unless you have this understanding. Continuing to read. It is known that man must make his tikkun from the bottom upwards. First, he must rectify the nefesh, then the ruach, then the neshama, then the chaya, and then the yeshiva. And all of these four or five levels are of a malchut, of asiyah. Then the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yeshiva, zeranpin, of asiyah. Then the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yeshiva, of bina, of asiyah. Then the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, of chachma, of asiyah. And then the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, of arikan tin, of asiyah. In that fashion, thousands and myriads of realms within asiyah need to be fixed. In that fashion, all of these a man must rectify before he can be elevated level by level to the realm of Yetzirah. Once there, he must accomplish the same for all Yetzirah, before he can rise up to Briah, and so on for each world. As an unwritten commentary, what this is really saying is that in order to fully correct all levels of consciousness from the sin of Adam, there are 125 levels that have to be corrected. That's the five levels of the soul of the physical world, of Asiya, times the five levels of the soul of the world of Zimbabwean, plus the five levels, or times the five levels, of the spiritual world of the world of Briah. And this is the understanding. Until those 125 levels are corrected, none of us can be truly returned back to the level of the Atzilut, which is where we all started. Continuing to read. As long as a person has not yet rectified himself in the aspects of the world, all the way up to and including the level of Tiferet of Yetzirah, he is in grave danger of being seduced by the external forces and the Klipot. But that is the end of the 14 worlds, which are the zone occupied by those negative forces. It is called the home of the Klipot, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. While still entrenched in that dimension, a person can destroy all that he has worked to fix. Once he has rectified the Tiferet of Yetzirah, he no longer is susceptible to the forces of the Klipot. Essentially, when someone has risen to the level of Tiferet of Yetzirah, that is the beginning level of becoming righteous. Prior to that, there is always an attack from all the lower levels to try and keep him from rising, from keeping him from making his tikkun. And that is the important aspect to realize from this paragraph. Continuing to read. Once he has rectified the Tiferet of Yetzirah, however, he no longer is susceptible to the forces of the Klipot. Upon him is written the verse, "There shall not befall for a righteous man any iniquity." For directly above that is the tree of life. And then he is guaranteed entrance to the world that is coming. That is the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, "He who walks 4 cubits in Eretz Yisrael is guaranteed a portion in the world that is coming." The four refer to the four sephirot of the world of Yetzirah, from the Malchut until the Tiferet. Once there, he is guaranteed a portion in the world that is coming. For all that level of God guards you and prevents sin from coming your way. This is also hinted to in the verse, "Who shall rise up to the mountain of God?" The numerical value being 398, which is the value of Eretz Hatzvi, literally the land of the deer, which is a common name for the land of Israel. The second part of the verse is, "And who shall stand up in his holy land?" That place refers to the Tiferet of Yetzirah. For at that level, one has completely left the quarters of impurity and has entered the land of holiness, the land for life, 16, totaling 398. For Mentes realm is that of Yetzirah. This is the essence of the statement of the sages about the verse, "He gave a soul to the people in the land." Rabbi Abahu said, "Even a maidservant in Eretz Yisrael is guaranteed to enter the world that is coming. To whom is it befitting to give a special soul? To those who merited elevating themselves to be above Eretz Yisrael, which is above the world of Yetzirah, to the level of Briah. For Briah is the world of Neshama, and a spirit to those who walk in the land indicates to us that while a person is still trying to rectify Yetzirah, he can only attain the level of Ruach. For Yetzirah is the level of Yeruach. Eretz Yisrael is considered the altar. It is also known that the world of Briah is called El Shaddai, whereas Yetzirah is called El Havaya, and the world of Asiya is called El Adonai. El Havaya is the numerical value of Mizbeach, the Hebrew for the altar, which is equal to 57. For in the world of Yetzirah there is an altar. And about that the sages taught, Rabbi Anan said, "He who is buried in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be buried underneath the altar. For one verse says, 'An altar of land make for me,' and the other verse says, 'And his land shall atone for his nation.' We see from the above that all of Eretz Yisrael is considered the altar. To be buried under the altar implies the ability to arouse divine mercy." The fourth aspect is from the Masters of Commentary. In the verse, "And his land," the Hebrew word is admato, "shall atone for his nation." The word admato contains the letters of Dalet Amot, form four Amot, meaning four cubits. How befitting and pleasantly appropriate is that comment, for the lower four sephirot of Yetzirah are called the four corners of the altar. For the altar is the malchut of Yetzirah, and they are called the four corners of the altar. For the altar is the malchut of Yetzirah, which stands at the top of Asiya. The first four sephirot of Asiya ascends to the place of the four lowest sephirot of Yetzirah, for they are called the four corners of the altar. That explains how the four cubits bring atonement for the lower four sephirot of Yetzirah, which are called the four corners of the altar. These are the forces that cause the atonement, for they are the root of the altar of the earth that brings atonement for the children of Israel. Eretz Yisrael is considered to be in the middle of civilization. Also, the statement of "he who walks four cubits in Eretz Yisrael is guaranteed entrance to the world that is coming" can be understood in a similar fashion. For once a person has elevated himself above the altar, he has essentially been pardoned for all his iniquities. Being that he no longer carries with him any sin, logically, we would conclude that he would gain entrance to the world that is coming. The above also helps us resolve another difficulty in understanding the statement of the sages. Eretz Yisrael is in the middle of civilization. For Atzilut, male and the world of standing, while Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya are referred to as the world of the feminine and of the world of sitting. That's why Eretz Yisrael is considered to be in the middle of the civilization. In Hebrew, Yeshuv, literally sitting. For Israel corresponds to Yetzirah, which is in between Bria and Asiya, while the middle of the world is sitting. The fifth aspect is derived from the writings of the Arizal. These four highest sephirot of Asiya, while they inhabit the place of the lower four sephirot of Yetzirah, the corners of the altar are the secret of the consciousness, the Mohin that is drawn forth from Atzilut until that place. They are the secret of the four names of God, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban. They are enclosed by the four, spelling out of the names of Eshiyeh, two with Yud together with Aleph, and another with Ayes. For they are the mystery of the Mohin that are enclosed within the Netzach, Chod, Yesod, and Malchut of Ima, and subsequently are drawn down towards Asiya. The numerical value of these equals that of the word Karnot, meaning corners of the altar. They are the first four sephirot of Asiya. When one recites the daily offering, he should intend to elevate the internal aspects of Asiya that enclose the four external aspects of the lower sephirot of Yetzirah. We also arrive at the numerical value of Shinot Chaim, literally meaning years of life. For the Mohin are called the life of the king. For together the names Eshiyeh, Havaya, and Eshiyeh equal Chaim. They are each connected to the names mentioned above, whose value is equal to the word Shemot, Shenot. Therefore, they are called Shenot Chaim. This is the secret of the illumination that emanates from above down to Asiya on the Yisroel Chag, the day after Yom Tov. My unwritten commentary is explaining what Yisroel Chag is. All holidays, we have 2 days in the exile and 1 day in Israel, except for Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days in both. But when you analyze that, there's also some additional energy that hangs over, that stays in place. And that energy is potentially able to be connected to and picked up on. And that is what's known as Yisroel Chag. And it, you will see it on the calendar, and most people don't know what it means. And if they do, they don't ask. If they don't know, they don't ask their rabbis, because they don't usually know. But Yisroel Chag is this idea that there is some additional sephirot that had risen up during the holiday, but has not yet come down. And we can all connect to that energy before it settles back into its place of the exile. Continuing to read. It is known that the four names of Havaya and those of Eshiyeh each have the numerical value of Dalet Amah, 4 cubits. For the numerical value of Havaya and Eshiyeh equals 47, which is the value of Amma, a cubit, and the total and with the Kolel. Behold, each morning when one recites the Parashat Tzav, the daily offering. He should intend to elevate the internal aspects of Asiyah that enclose the four external aspects of the lower Sefirot of Yetzirah. Therefore, one must also intend to draw forth the four corners of the altar towards them in order to be elevated by that force. That is the understanding of the statement, he who walks or cures, that he causes the walking in the way of the drawing forth the influence of the four amot, the four cubits discussed above, which are the four havayas and the four ephias. In Eretz Yisrael is guaranteed entrance to the world to come, for those are the malkin that are enclosed in the netzah, in the hod, and the yisod of ima, whom is called Olam Haba, the world that is coming. Being that he caused the walking there, which are the four cubits, he merits the level of Bina, which is also referred to as the world that is coming. For at that level, he is constantly receiving the influence from Bina. For the verse says, blessings to walk four cubits in Eretz Yisrael, indicates that the Shenot Chaim, together with the kolels of each of the four Ahavayas and the four Ephiyas, equals 832, which is equal to Eretz Yisrael. That's the end of section two. Does anyone have any questions? We don't have enough time in today's class to finish part three, relating to the giant steps for mankind. So we will pick that up next week. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to unmute the phone so you'll be able to ask questions. If you have any questions, please ask them. Our next class will be on Monday at 4:30. Will be a mini Zohar class going into deeper levels of section 13 of Parashat Noah. And then our class at 7 o'clock tomorrow will be teaching some of the essays from Rabbi Ashlag. We're finally getting back to our normal schedule of classes. So if you have any questions, please ask them or come back on the Wednesday night class and ask them there. I bid shalom to all of you. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom.
Thank you.